Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Holy Spirit wants all Christians to have a comprehensive view of the nature of the New Testament church. So He used a number of different figures to tell us about the church. He compares the body of Christ to a human body, Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12. He calls the church the kingdom of God, Colossians 1:13, and the family, 1 Timothy 3:15. Paul referred to the church as God's husbandry and God's building, 1 Corinthians 3:9. Most modern versions render the word field rather than husbandry. Some even translate the Greek a cultivated garden. All of these terms are important to every person who wants to understand the nature of the Lord's church. But I shall spend our time together in this brief session investigating the term God's building. God's buildings under the Jewish covenant were elaborate structures designed to show to Israel and to her neighbors the glory of the holy God the Jews worshipped. The temple was the place where God promised to be with His people. The building Paul had in mind is far more beautiful than the Jewish temple and brings greater honor to our Heavenly Father. The temple in the Christian era is the church of the living God. Paul asked the Corinthians, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroy the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. We often refer to the church building as the church. I suspect that most people who use that kind of language know the meeting house is not the church. But we grow accustomed to speaking of the building as the church, and generally speaking, do not intend to convey the wrong idea. What most people probably mean is that we will go to the place where the church meets to worship. Maybe we ought to be a little more careful in our speech, but I doubt that we convey a seriously defective idea when we use that accommodative language. But the church of our Lord is not a physical building. Paul does not provide any specific elements about God's building as he does about the church as a body. In other words, he does not speak of the doors, the windows, the floor, and such like, but he does tell us about the foundation, 1 Corinthians 3:10 and 11. The Apostle Peter uses a similar figure of speech. He speaks of the Lord's being gracious and then says, "To whom coming? As unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 2:3 through 5. A dozen faithful Christians meeting in an old barn constitutes greater beauty in God's eyes than Solomon's magnificent temple. Do you remember our Lord's conversation with a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well in Sychar, Samaria? She wanted to know which worship, that of the Jews or that of the Samaritans, was acceptable to God. She said to Christ, "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus says to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you do not know what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship Him. God is spirit, and they who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." John 4:20-24. God is not concerned about the place where His church meets, but He does want us to build His church according to the pattern He has given in His Word. The psalmist wrote a long time ago, "Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain who build it." Psalm 127:1. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.